So today we're doing Daf Nun Hey Amid Beis of Maseches Brachos. We are all the way at the top of Nun Hey Amid Beis, and we're going to talk all about dreams. We're continuing to talk all about dreams. The last thing we left off with was how, just like you don't have a silo that doesn't have some straw or some useless material in there, so too, even if you have the best dream and the dream is so meaningful, there's always some nonsense in the dream. How did we prove that? Remembers how we proved that? That the dreams always have nonsense in it. From even the most impactful and important dream, Yosef, like that of Yosef, he still had a part of the dream that the moon was going to bow to him, but his mother was already dead, and she didn't bow to him. Okay. Yeah. We'll talk. Good. Amar Rabbi Levi, the only mitzvah in the Chol Tov ad chafei shana. A person should always look forward and expect that his good dream will come true up until 22 years. It could take that long till it comes true, but don't give up on it because it could happen 22 years later. Minalan, where do we come up with that number, 22 years? Mi Yosef, we learn from Yosef. Tichsiv, Ela told us Yaakov, Yosef ben Shva Asrei Shana, that Yosef was 17 years old when he initially had his dream. Uksiv, Yosef ben Shloshim Shana Bamdol Lefnei Paro, he was 30 years old when he got to interpret Paro's dreams and he got out of jail. Min Shvasre Atlosin Kamahavi, from the age of 17 to the age of 30, how many years is that? Tlasre, 13. Vishav desava, vitarti dekafna. Then you had 7 years of plenty. You had 2 years of famine. So 13 plus 7 plus 2 equals 22. Hachav beis. So it took 22 years till they actually bowed to him. It was 22 years later when that dream was actually fulfilled. Right. But the basic premise of the dream was fulfilled, and not the entire thing, because as we said, every dream has a little bit of nonsense. Amar Rav Huna, lo adam tov ein maran lo chalom tov. A good guy never sees a good dream. Lo adam ra ein maran lo chalom ra. A bad guy is never shown a bad dream. Why is that so? Because we don't want a good person to grow complacent in his goodness, and he's going to think, oh, he's got it coming easy to him, everything's going to just be fine, and he's not going to work hard anymore. We don't want a bad guy to be shaken up and actually try to become better, because we'd rather he be complacent and he suffer for his misdeeds. Tanya Namiachi. We have a Bryce that says just like this. Kol Shnosef Shel David Lo Ra'a Chalom Tov. All of David's years, he never saw a good dream. Kol Shnosef Shel Achitov Lo Ra'a Chalom Ra. And all the years of Achitovel, who was a bad guy, he never saw a bad dream. Likely, when it says Kol Shnosef, it means all of the years that he was in an important position. Probably doesn't mean when he was a little kid. Vaksiv Lo Suna Elecha Ra'av Amrav Chisa Amrav Yirmi Baraba Shlo Yafilucha Lo Chalom Osram Vlo Yehurim Ra'im. But wait a second. I thought that, how can you say that a good guy never sees a good dream, that good guys only see bad dreams? But the pasuk gives a bracha, the pasuk in Tehillim, a bracha that you won't suffer from bad dreams. So it sounds like good people should not suffer from bad dreams. And then the pasuk continues, v'nega lo yikrav ba'alecha. What does it mean? You shouldn't find a nega in your tent. That if you come home after a long trip, you shouldn't find your wife being a safek nida, a potentially, possibly being in a state of nida. Rashi Masech Sanhedrin points out, which is worse? You come home from a long trip and your wife is a vadai nida, or you come home from a long trip and she is a safek nida? So Rashi in Sanhedrin writes, much worse if she is a safek nida. Why is it worse if she's a safek nida? I'll give you a mashal. You're in a store and there is a food item and you're thinking, should I buy it, should I not buy it? Then you realize that it has a snout and it oinks. And you realize, oh, that's probably a pig. I probably should not buy that. So that doesn't take that much willpower to overcome that. You know that that's really not kosher. But you're in a store and you see a product and it looks delicious and there is some Hebrew writing on it. It's just that you don't really know if that hashkacha is a good hashkacha or not. Ah, maybe it is, maybe it's not. Then all of a sudden you have a whole team of lawyers in your head that starts defending the Rav HaMachshir and telling you how what could be bad about it. Look at the ingredient, this and that. So whenever it's a suffix, that's much more difficult to overcome the Yetzer Hara. So that's what Rashi explains. That's why it's dafka a curse to find your wife a suffix neither, because it can be so much more difficult to overcome that Yetzer Hara. But bottom line is, we have a question over here. How could we say that a good guy never sees a good dream and he only sees bad dreams? Over here it's a bracha that a person should never see a bad dream. No, he won't see it, but other people will see it about him. And if he doesn't see it himself, that's a good thing. If a person goes 7 days without a dream, it's called bad. That if a person is yalin, he sleeps for sheva, for 7 days, and he doesn't see a dream, that's bad. So how can you say that a guy should never see any dreams about himself? No, what we mean to say is that he's a person who sees a dream, but he doesn't know what he saw. A good person will be shown a good dream, he just won't remember it when he wakes up in the morning, so that he doesn't grow complacent. Actually, before we get to that, main point number one, good people don't see good dreams and remember them. And bad people don't see bad dreams. Now the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Huna bar Ami, Amar Rabbi Pidas, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Haroa chalom v'nafsha aguma. If a person sees a dream and he is feeling depressed by the dream, he's worried about the dream, yelech v'yifterenu b'fnei shlosh. He should go to three people and have them interpret it for him. Yifterenu v'amar Rav Chisa chalma d'lo mifshar ki igartu d'lo makaria. Why should he get it interpreted? I thought, if you don't get your dream interpreted, it's like a letter that has not been read. What does it mean, like a letter that has not been read? That just like a letter that has not been read has zero impact on you because you don't even know what it says. So a dream that's uninterpreted has no impact on you. So why would you get a bad dream interpreted? Don't get it interpreted. So ela'ema yativenu b'fnei shlosh. No, what we're suggesting is to do something called hatavas chalom. Hatavas chalom means to go to, we're about to see exactly what it means, but it's a way of turning around the meaning of the dream to something positive. Lesi tlasa, have three people come, v'leimelahu, and say to the three people, chalma tava chazai. I saw a good dream. It's a euphemism because it wasn't really a good dream, but you're trying to make it a good dream. V'leim rulei hanach tavahu v'tava lahavi rachmana l'shavi l'tav. And they're going to say to you, yeah, it was a good dream and it should be good and Hashem should make it good. Sheva zimnin ligzra lachmin shamayit de lahavi tava v'yavi tava v'leim rugim v'yavi tava. And seven times it should be nigzar min hashamayim that it will be good and that it should be good. It's unclear what the seven times is, whether that's part of what they say, that there should be seven gezeros min hashamayim, or they say this statement seven times. But whatever it is, they recite this entire passage, and then v'leimru gimel afuchos, they say three psukim about making something hafuch. What does it mean to make something hafuch? To flip it, exactly. You're trying to flip the bad dream into a good dream. V'gimel peduyos, and three psukim about pidyon, about redemption. V'shalosh shlomos, and three psukim about shalom, about peace. And those psukim are as follows. Shalosh hafuchos hafachta mispedi l'machali pitach tzaki v'atazreni simcha. That's one pasuk. With hafuch, it's hafachta. Second pasuk, az tismach pasul v'machal uvachurim uzukenim yachta v'hafachti evlam l'sason. And then third pasuk, v'lova Hashem elokach l'shmal bilam v'yafoch. So those are three psukim about hipuch. Shalosh peduyos, three psukim about pidyon, d'chsiv. Padal b'shalom nafshi mekerevli, uvduy Hashem yeshuvun, and v'yomra amel shal ha-yonason yamus asher asa ha-yeshua. And the pasuk continues, Hayeshua gadola azos b'yisrael chalil l'chay Hashem. And at the end of the pasuk says, v'yiftu ha-ames yonason v'lo meis. That it does have the lashon pidyon at the end of that pasuk. So the v'gomer over there is important. Shalosh shlomos, and three psukim about shalom. Tichsiv, bori nivs v'sayim shalom shalom l'racho k'lukar av amr Hashem v'rafativ. V'ruach lavsha es ha-masai v'gomer. And the end of the pasuk includes, I assume something about shalom. Shalom, shalom lach, v'shalom lo zrecha. The pasuk concludes, and then the next one, v'amartem kol v'amartem kol lechay v'ata shalom uveischa shalom v'chalasher lecha shalom. So you have a lot about shalom in that pasuk as well. So those are the three pasukim about shalom. So main point number two, the Gemara describes the process of hatavas shalom. You ever do it? Hatavas shalom. Probably not, because most of the time, if you have a very bad dream that's frightening and that's shaking you up, you'll go, if you ask a shayla, most of the time the rabbi will tell you, the psak halacha is, forget about it, ignore it, don't worry about it. Why? Why is that the Psak Halacha? The Gemara has this whole thing about a Tavas Chalom. Why don't you do it? Or a Tainis Chalom or something like that. So we do that because, you know, it used to be when a person was born, he would live, whatever, 70 years, and he would never travel more than like 2 miles from the place that he was born. You know, like he didn't see much in his lifetime. So if he's having these outlandish, scary, wild dreams, so it might mean something. Nowadays, it just means that you own a television or you have an internet connection. You know, you've seen a lot of crazy things in your life, so that's probably why we're seeing crazy things in our dreams. But we don't pay any attention to it.
What if you can't forget about it?
So that's where it gets right. If you not just can't forget about it, but if it keeps repeating itself or whatever, so that's where it gets if you usually can forget about it. Amemar Zutra Ravashi, Avyasu Badi Adadi. Amemar Zutra Ravashi, we're all sitting together. So Amri, they said, oh, let's play a game. Here's the game. Kol chad v'chad minan, leba milchad, lo shmi le l'chavre. Each of us will say a new chiddush that's redundant. Each of us will say a chiddush that the other ones never heard. And that way, all of us will leave today with two new ideas that we never knew before. So what an educational way to spend our time. So Pasachad Minayu, one of them said the following. Va'amar, he said, Hayman d'chaza chalma v'lo yado ma'chaza. Someone who saw a dream and he doesn't know what he saw. Leikum kamikani be'idna d'parsi yadayu. He should stand in front of the Kohanim at the time that they are poreis yadayu, at the time that they do birchas Kohanim. V'lei ma'achi, and he should say as follows. Ribonu shalolam, ani shalach v'chalom osai shalach, chalom chalamti v'en yodea mahu, v'en shachalamti ani la'atzmi, v'en shachalmu li chaveri, v'en shachalamti al acherim, im tovimim, chaskem v'yamtzeim, k'chalom osav shal Yosef, v'im tzrichim refua, refaim k'mei mara, lidei Moshe Rabbeinu chamirim, mitzirato k'chizkiyo, mechol yo k'mei yiricho al yidei Elisha, u'kshem shafachta kil lasbilam rosh lebracha, k'en hafoch kol chalom osai alai l'tova. You should say this little prayer while the Kohanim are doing the Birch Kohanim, where you say, if my dream was good, then make it stand. If my dream was bad, then you should turn it around for the good, and everything should be well. And then you finish while the Kohanim are finishing their bracha, so that when the Tzibur answers Amen to the Kohanim, it's as if they're answering Amen to your little tefillah about your dream. So when do we do that? Is there anyone here that has not heard of this? Is there anyone here that's a Kohen? Usually Kohanim haven't heard of it because they never say it. But so the
little thing right before during their
Negev. Oh, so we while they're singing, we do this. But if you are Sephardic or you are Israeli and you say Birch Kohanim every day, then really it should be done whenever you have a bad dream. We do it all the time because we assume between Sukkot and Pesach, we probably had a bad dream somewhere along the way, so we wait, you know, so we always say it the next time. But really, it's only supposed to be said when you have a bad dream. It's also interesting, when everyone answers Amen, what are they really answering Amen to? The Kohanim, they're not answering Amen to you. You're like, you know, you're sneaking it in there, you know? It's like, you know, it's like when your parents are busy or something, and yeah, they needed to sign like a bad mark on a test. Not that any of you ever had one, but they'd be like, so you wait till they're so busy, and you're just sign this, you know, just like that's not what they have no kavana. They have no one's having any kavana to answer amen to you. Yet somehow it still counts. Somehow that amen still works for you. Okay. V'i lo, and if for some reason you don't want to say that whole thing, le ma'achi, you should say the following. Adir b'marum shochin b'gvura ata shalom v'shimcha shalom, yiratzam l'fnecha shatasam aleinu shalom. You should have that Hashem should give you peace. So that was the first chiddush. This group of three friends, they said, let's each of us say a chiddush, say something interesting. That was the first one. Pasach idach v'yamar, the second guy started talking and he said, Hayman da'ay l'masa udachal me'in abisha. If someone goes into a town and he's afraid of ayin hara, here's what you do to defeat ayin hara. Linkot zakva diyada diyamine biyada dismale. Take your right thumb and put it in your left palm. V'zakva diyada dismale biyada diyamine. And put your left thumb in your right palm. V'le mahachi. And then say, ana ploni bar ploni. I, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, you should say your actual name. Mizara di Yosef ka'asina. I come from the, I am a descendant of Yosef. Dolo sholtabe inabisha. And Yosef was not controlled in any way by the ayin hara. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, ben poros Yosef, ben poros ale ayin. Al tikrei ale ayin, ela ole ayin. That Yosef rose above the ayin hara. Ayin hara didn't affect him. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Me'acha. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina says, I agree Yosef wasn't affected by the ayin hara, but I learned from a different pasuk. Yidgu larov bekerav aretz. Yosef's children are blessed to be yidgu larov, plentiful like the fish. Ma dagim shabi yamayim chasmalim vayinayin ra'ashalatas behem. Just like fish are covered by the water, so they're not subject to ayin ra because no one can ever see them. And even when you do see them in the water, you don't really see them where they are because the water sort of bends the rays of light. Right, so avzaru shel Yosef ein ayin ra shel letzes bem. So to the children of Yosef are not controlled by the ayin hara. So that's what you do. Vidach mein abisha delay lichsia tarfa din lichsia tarfa din. And if you're afraid of his ayin hara, you should look down your left nostril. How do you do that? Not exactly sure. So, but you should look down the wall of your left of the left side of your nose. That's what it says. So that is the. How can a person do it? But going back to the first thing, right? You're not sure if you're afraid of ayin hara. So what do? You do this thing with your thumbs and you say, "I descend from Yosef." There's an 11 out of 12 chance that you're lying. No? How do you know that you descend from Yosef? Another mizara de Yosef kasinus. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says we all descend from Yosef. How so? Yosef is called the tzaddik yisod olam. What makes him a tzaddik yisod olam? How does one earn that title of tzaddik yisod olam? He supported the entire world. The world wouldn't have had any food if not for Yosef. That's what made him a tzaddik yisod. He literally was a yisod olam. He was a support, a foundation upon which the entire world was able to survive. The Gemara tells us that someone who is Megadol Yasam V'Yisama B'Soch Beso, someone who raises a child who's not his own, who supports a child who's not his own, is Ki'ilu Yelado. It's as if that's his child. So much so that some of the poskim of Shlomo Kluger writes in the beginning of Eben Ezer, if a person can't have their own children, there's a partial Kiyum Mitzvah of Puravu by supporting other children, by adopting children and supporting someone else's children. That also counts partially as Puravu. So Yosef supported the entire world. When someone supports somebody, it's as if they are their parent. So it is perfectly fair, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, for any of us, for everybody to say, Ana Mizara de Yosef Kasina, I am a child of Yosef, because we are all children of Yosef in that regard.
So that would make sense for like Kofa Madala, who talked about Rabbi Yochan. He said that he didn't have Ayanara because he was from Shem Yosef.
Good. Right, exactly. There's a second time that's coming up in this Masechta. Very good. Pasach idach va'amar. Then the third person in the party spoke. Again, it was three people each sharing a chiddush that the others that the others didn't know. So he said as follows: Haiman dechalish yoma kama lo ligli. If a person gets sick on the first day of the illness, don't tell anybody about it. Kechidu litra mazale, because that would be bad mazel. Mikan ve'elach ligli. After the first day of the illness, you can share it with others. Kiyadu Rava, just like Rava, kiyavachalish, when he got sick, yoma kama lo ligli. On the first day, he didn't tell anyone. Mikan ve'elach, but after the first day, amale l'shame, pok achriz, Rava chalish. Go and announce to the world, Rava is sick. Why? What do I intend to accomplish by letting the world know that I'm sick? Well, man derachim li li bayale rachmi. Someone, anyone who likes me, will daven for me. Uman desani li, and anyone who doesn't like me, lichti li, will rejoice in my suffering. Uksiv, and you know the pasuk says, "Binfaloiv chal tismach ubekashal ayogali becha pen yira Hashem verabe enav veheishu me'alav apo." That when your enemy falls, don't be happy. When he stumbles, you shouldn't rejoice in your heart, because Hashem will see that and it will be bad in Hashem's eyes, and therefore He's going to take away His anger from that person. So Rava says, I'm hoping that if my enemies see that I'm suffering, they'll rejoice. Hashem will be angry at them and it'll take away my suffering. So it'll work out for the best for me. Let my enemies know that I'm already suffering, and let my friends know that I'm suffering so that they could daven for me. So that was the chiddush, that on the first day you don't reveal the illness, but after that you do reveal the illness. This is not the first time we've had in this Masechta about not rejoicing when people suffer. Right, what did we have? We had Daf Yud, I think it was, right? All the way back. Right, something like that. We had the story with Rameir and Bruria, where Rameir was davening that all the that the Bar Yoni should all die. And Bruria says, you know, you're not really supposed to Yitamu Chataim, not Yitamu Chotim. Right? Yeah, Yidam Ralph. We had, I think, more over there also, that Binfolev Chal Tismach, that you're not supposed to celebrate, rejoice the downfall of the enemy. Although the counter, the other side of that is Bavod Rishoyim Rina. that when Rishayim are destroyed or lost, there is celebration, there is rejoicing in the downfall of Rishayim. Main point number three over here. Three chidushim that were shared by friends. A. A tefillah for, you should say, a tefillah for bad dreams during Birkas Kohanim. B. Declare yourself a descendant of Yosef to avoid Ayin Hara. And C. Let people know you're sick only after the first day. Good. We are up to Shmuel. Shmuel ki avachazi chalma bisha. When Shmuel saw a bad dream, Amar v'achalamos shavi daberu. He would say, ah, dreams are worthless, doesn't mean anything anyway. He would just like completely, ignore it. Ki avachazi chalma tava, but when he saw a good dream, Amar v'chiachalamos shavi daberu. What, you think dreams are worthless? V'aksiv v'achaloma daberbo. God speaks to Moshe in a dream, so dreams must be really important. Rava Rami, so Rava said, doesn't that bother you? You know, he was bothered by the contradiction. Ksiv, on the one hand, v'chalom adabribo. The Pasuk says that Hashem speaks to Moshe through a dream. Ksiv, v'chalom asavi daberu. And yet, the Pasuk also says that dreams are worthless. Says Marlo Kasha. Kanali de malach, kanali de shade. That depends how the dream comes, whether it comes through an angel or a demon. I don't know how to tell, but I don't know if there is a way to tell. Amr of Bizna Bar Zivda, Amr Rabbi Akiva, Amr Rabbi Panda, Amr Rabbi Nachma, Amr Rabbi Birim, Mishum Zakin Echad, Umanu Rabbi Bna'a. So it traces back to Rabbi Na'a the following statement. Esrim V'arba'a Postrei Chalomos Hoi B'Yerushalayim. There were 24 dream interpreters of Yerushalayim. How does one become a dream interpreter? Where do you go to school to major in dream interpretation? Says Tosos, there is no way to learn this skill. It's impossible to learn it. You're either born with it or you're not. It's like learning to be tall. It doesn't.
Yosef,
he's born with it. Says Tosos, Pirush Ri, the Mazel Shas Haleda Garum, Ve'ena Davar Talei B'Chachma. It's not like a Chachma that a person can be taught. Pamachas Chalamti Chalom. So he says, one time I had a dream, V'alachti Yetzel Kulam, and I went to all 24. I got 24 opinions on my dream. Umasha Pasulize Lo Pasulize, and none of the 24 interpretations were the same. They were all 24 different interpretations. But guess what? The Kulam Niskaimubi, every single one was fulfilled. Lekayim Ashnemer, and this is in fulfillment of what it says, Kola Chalomos Holchmacharape, that all interpretations follow the, all dreams follow the interpretation. Whatever it's interpreted, that's what ends up happening. Ask the Gemara, Atu Kala Chalomos Holchmacharape Krahu? What do you mean, Lekayim Ashnemer? To fulfill what it says, that all dreams follow the interpretation. There's no pasuk that says all dreams follow the interpretation. It's not fulfilling mashenemar. There's no pasuk in Tanakh that says such a thing. So it says Gemara in. Yeah, there is. It just doesn't use those words. But there is a pasuk that indicates that whatever you interpret is what happens with the dream. Ukhtar Rablazer, Dam Rablazer, Minayin Shekol Cholomos Holchanach Harapeh. Rablazer says, how do I know that all dreams follow their interpretation? Shenemar Vayika Asher Pasar Lanu Keinaya. As it was interpreted, so it was. So you see from that pasuk, because of the interpretation, so it was. Amar Rav Avud Mavshal Me'in Chalmei. But that's only if it's like, at least within the ballpark of what the dream was. Like, you know, you can't have a dream about, about a shtender and start interpreting about, baseball season, about a tsunami and whatever, right, in Asia. That have nothing to do with it. It's got to at least be somehow, some way connected. So, Shenemar, Ish Kachalamo Pasar, because the Pasuk says that Yosef interpreted each man according to his interpretation. Vayar Sar Ofim. Pasuk also tells us when Yosef interpreted the dream of the Sar Ha'ofim and the Sar Mashkim that the Sar Ofim realized when he saw the interpretation of the Sar Mashkim that it was that Yosef knew what he was doing. I mean, no yada. How did the Sar Ofim know that Yosef knew what he was doing? Just because he offered an interpretation, how did he know that it was true? So Amar Blazer Melamed Shekol Echad Ve'Echad Eru Chalomo Pisron Chalomo, that each one Pisron Chalomo Shel Chaveru, that each one of them not only saw their own dream, they saw the interpretation of the other one's dream in their own dream. So that's how the Sar Ofim knew that Yosef's interpretation of the Sar Mashkim was on target. Amar B'Yochanan. If a person wakes up and he's saying a pasuk, you know, like he's having a dream and he's just screaming out a pasuk, so that's like a miniature nevuah. At a Talmud that once asked the Shaili, he woke up and he was in the middle of a bracha, he was davening in his dream, and he was actually saying it out loud, and he woke up hearing himself say, Baruch Atah Hashem. What does he do now? Do you finish? Elokeinu Melech Haolam? Do you say, Lamdeinu Chukecha? What do you do? So, or do you just say, Baruch Hashem Kol Malchus Elyon Ved, or do you ignore it? Interesting. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Gimel Chalomos Miskaimin. There are three dreams that can be that will be fulfilled. Chalom Shel Shachris, a morning time dream. V'chalom Shechalom L'chaveru, a dream that your friend had for you. V'chalom Sheniftar B'to Chalom, and a dream that was interpreted within the dream. V'yeshom Av Chalom Shenishne, and some say a dream that's been repeated. Shenem Avali Shanos HaChalom. Yosef interprets Paro's dream and he says, oh, because it was repeated, because it happened more than once, that means it's going to happen and it's going to happen soon. What a person sees in his dream is whatever he's been thinking about during the day. That it's from whatever you're thinking in your heart, that's what you're going to see in your dream. So don't sweat it too much if you see scary things. Like we said before, you see a lot of scary things in the real world, and that's why, and in the fake world, and that's why you, you know, in Hollywood or whatever, and that's why you you have these things floating around your head. Amar Rava Teda, Rava says, I'll prove to you that what you dream is only about what you've thought about during the day. No one ever dreams about a basket of gold. You know why? Because no one ever sees a basket of gold during the day. You also never dream about an elephant fitting through a pinhole. You know why? Because you never see an elephant fitting through a pinhole. I don't know why the Gemara chose those two examples of things that you don't see. There are a lot of things I don't see elephants do on a daily basis. I don't know why Dafka, you know.
Because it's sort of oxymoronic.
Right, I understand that. But like, there are a lot of things that are oxymoronic, you know. Okay, so how many things did we learn from Yosef? How many things did we learn from Yosef about dreams?
One.
Neil, what were they?
Every
dream has some nonsense. 22 years. It could still happen after 22 years.
If you're born with the ability to...
We didn't learn that from Yosef. That's true, but we didn't. That's what Tosfos said. We didn't learn from Yosef. What else from Yosef? That it follows the interpretation, that the dreams follow the interpretation, and that it has to be similar to the interpretation, that if it's repeated, it means it's going to happen more quickly. Right, so all of those things are things we learn from Yosef. I guess you can make that a main point. Five things we learn from Yosef's dreams. Okay. Well,